Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Connor Happer. Mike Schaefer.
You know what goes great with major sports moments and or Creighton meltdowns? Coors.
This is Happer and Schaefer.
Schaefer, if I were to tell you that Josh Giddey did something of historical significance last night, what do you think that would mean?
Josh Giddey?
Josh Giddey.
No, I don't know.
He's an NBA player.
Okay. I didn't even know what sport we were talking about here.
NBA.
Okay.
Basketball.
Okay.
Plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Terrible team.
And last night, Josh Giddey became the second player in NBA history to post a double-double while scoring 0 points.
Rebounds and assists?
That is correct.
Wow.
In 1971, Norm Van Leer did this with 0 points, 13 assists, and 11 rebounds. Josh Giddey last night, 0 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, making him the second player in league history to post a scoreless double-double.
How many minutes
did he play? Good question. I don't have the, exact numbers in front.
10 assists with the Thunder seems like an accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, even though teams are bad, the NBA's got a lot of the same stuff that bowl games have going on right now.
Right.
It's just a bunch of rando dudes
yep.
in the NBA right now. As Sipple pointed out on Twitter on Christmas, Darren Collison went into the game. The Lakers are a complete disaster right now.
There's actual real talk that they could end up missing the playoffs because they're buried. And the West, is solid. There's a lot of teams.
Josh Giddey got his double-double in 28 minutes.
Do you know where he went to college? Had you ever heard this name before?
He's been doing pretty well this year.
Okay.
He's an Australian.
Okay.
He was like a top 10 pick last year.
Oh, all right. Yeah, nothing. I don't have any frame of reference at all.
10 rebounds, 10 assists, 0 points. Do you know what that came out to be at plus minus? He was 0 for 8 from the field.
Minus 14.
Minus 6.
Okay.
So double-double, minus 6.
So I think there's sometimes, because I know players in the NBA, but I don't follow it very closely. I was wondering how many players in the NHL I could just name at this point in time, and especially if you do the caveat, no goalies.
Ugh.
And I think it's two or three.
I know a bunch of players on the Avalanche because I follow
Brett,
the Nuggets people.
Yeah, and Brett tweets about them.
But usually that's how I end up knowing the most about the Chiefs, because I follow all the Royals people, mm-hmm. and they're always tweeting about, the Chiefs. They don't have that for hockey.
Now you explain why I know more about the Browns than I care to know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to.
And you probably know a little bit about the Minnesota Wild or something like that.
Not as much.
Yeah, they're a little separate.
Yeah. I feel like the Vikings people I follow only cover the Vikings, so they don't really dabble over with it.
Okay.
Whereas the Cleveland people I follow care way too much about both the Cavs and the Browns.
The Browns.
So Darius Garland, apparently really good.
Yes, he is.
So that's what I have learned.
You'll
this
get
year.
Some.
And Evan Mobley. And they are over the moon about this Cavs
they
team.
They love Evan Mobley.
Yeah.
There was actually a great NBA rumor recently that LeBron would ask out of L.A. to go back to Cleveland. I mean, it's in no way real.
Yeah.
But that is a thought that was floated around by nobody significant.
That city would be so ecstatic.
It would be amazing.
They would love it.
Even though they've burned his jersey twice or whatever.
I don't think they did the second time. The second time, I think it was understood this was a short life thing. The first time was this man has ruined our town.
The Cavs are good. So I was thinking about this, but we don't. I mean, if there was ever a day to do it, I guess it would be today. But the Cavs are pretty good. But I don't know that, like, putting LeBron on your team automatically means you're going to win a championship anymore.
No. Well, no.
Now they have a pretty good team. I don't know if that's a finals winner though.
I think we're at the point where we're in late stage LeBron. I mean, he's not the same guy that he was even 2 years ago when he basically, you know, he and Anthony Davis took that team to a title.
Ugh, Anthony Davis.
Hate him.
The worst.
Yep.
The worst. I've never had less fun watching a basketball player play basketball than him.
And that says a lot because there's some unfun basketball players.
And he's super talented.
Yeah, that's what makes it annoying is he's probably in what, the 99.9 percentile of talent?
Yes.
But, also the 99.9 percentile of acting.
Yep.
And the 0.00001 percentile and body strength.
Yeah, well, he's 7 foot tall and thinking that he's 6'2".
Yeah.
Which is a great attribute to have.
Throwing himself on the ground anytime a stiff breeze comes into the crypto center.
Yep. Not the Bitcoin.
Not
the Bitcoin center.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue. All in the Kroger app. Get 3 pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So there's that as we bump around a little bit here. Also, post-game press conference yesterday from Bill Belichick.
Hi. Football aside, sorry, but I'm doing a story about New Year's resolutions, and I was just wondering if you had any you wanted to share with your fans and our readers.
Do you know how this ended up?
No.
Would you care to know what happened? The receiving end of that question was Bill Belichick.
Right. I bet he gave a great answer.
He told everybody what his resolutions are.
Yeah. And how much he loves resolutions. And this Reader's Digest question, it was one of the happy points of his day.
Yeah. No, not right now.
Okay. Thanks.
Maybe next week.
Not quite.
That's tough. I mean, they just lost the division or potentially lost the division. They're lost two straight games, lost to the Bills.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, like that's a reporter putting them in a bad spot.
Yeah.
And I don't know the identity of the person that asked the question or who she
But you know
for.
She was just told, like, hey, you got to go and you got to ask Bill Belichick this.
Right.
Without any knowledge of anything.
Yeah. That's unfair to everybody. It's unfair to the other press members. Like, you have a finite amount of time to ask questions. Like, it's not really one that needs to be asked in a press conference, but
no,
or really ever.
Really ever. Definitely not in a press conference.
Wouldn't it have been great, though? If
I hate when people ask what my New Year's resolutions are. I hate when that happens in general, and I'm not at a press conference.
You're not a New Year's resolution guy.
I'm definitely not a New Year's resolution guy.
I'm not either.
Some
people really are, though. They really believe in the power of the start over.
I enjoy the idea of bettering myself and getting better. And
you like the idea of fresh,
yes,
and starting clean, but you don't want to be beholden to whatever, you know, that this day is what's going to turn it around kind of thing.
No, you could just start. You could start turning it around whenever you want to.
Agreed.
You know, just do it.
Yeah, I just stopped deciding I was ever going to turn it around. I'm just backsliding into, you know, whatever it is I'm going to end up as.
Yeah. So that was Bill Belichick. We still have our Baker Mayfield is bad manifesto.
What manifesto? I think everyone knows by now.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. The bowl games. We got to Marcus Kester Walker. We're rolling straight through our topics here. My Christmas was fine.
Tell us about your Christmas.
Oh, I actually want to tell you about my Christmas a little bit on Pest of the Weekend.
Okay, sorry.
But saw a movie. Saw Licorice Pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah.
Plays out probably like Wes Anderson movies tend to.
Yes, and that is part of my Pest of the Weekend. But I saw the week before, I saw
Nightmare Alley.
Nightmare Alley. Nightmare Alley was awesome.
I'm jealous. You're getting to movies. I want to.
I'm not a huge movie guy either.
Right.
Nightmare Alley was fantastic. Licorice Pizza was fine. Bradley Cooper shows up for 10 seconds.
The highlight of Licorice Pizza?
It was, maybe, yeah. Bradley Cooper shows up, starts yelling and screaming. He's like a, you know, kind of a, you know, 70s cocaine-loving guy.
Yeah.
You know, that type of deal.
So, I'm moving off of 70s Bradley Cooper here.
All right, that's fine.
Did you have to do extended family, or was it pretty low-key for you this week?
No extended family whatsoever, just family.
Nice.
Yeah. My family, her family, that's it.
Did you knock it all out on Friday?
No, Christmas Eve and then Christmas. Christmas Eve with my family, Christmas with hers.
Nice.
It was it. It's pretty simple. And then I had yesterday to chill. It felt short, though. Like, the fact that Christmas was on Saturday this year, so Christmas Eve was on Friday, everybody gets it. Like, it was really straightforward. Usually there's like a day in there where everybody goes back to work, or they, you know, employers feel like, eh, let's just give them the day off anyway because nobody, it's not going to be productive. Like, it feels like there's a break in there usually. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like Christmas just came and went and nothing really even happened.
It was a Saturday. So
it was just a weekend.
Yeah, it was a weekend day. You got the Friday off, used it to however you could. What'd you do with your Friday? Anything? You go anywhere? Go to the range? The amount of people I saw golfing.
People were golfing.
Was astounding, and I was so jealous. Like, imagine getting to go to whatever crappy Christmas Eve thing you have to. You're like, yeah, I played 18 today. That'd be great.
I went out on my deck for the first time since the crazy weird 10-minute storm a couple weeks ago, and I realized that my house was very dirty. So then I made it a weekend as I'm grilling. By the way, propane tank died mid grill. Classic.
Oh, you didn't? Do you have one of those things?
I don't have a backup. I got a cast iron skillet, so I had to put them on the cast iron skillet inside. It was kind of a little bit of a mess. But I turn around and look at my house. I'm like, oh my God, that house is dirty. So here's what I'm going to do this weekend while the weather's nice. I'm going to get the hose back out, and I'm going to spray off this house. Guess what I did not do the entire weekend?
Spray off the house.
And now it's going to be too cold, so my house is just going to be dirty all winter.
Yeah, the dirt's going to get frozen to the house and then be there in the spring when it thaws.
I probably have today, and that's it.
Yeah. Probably not even. Doesn't it get really cold this week?
Today we're in the 40s.
Okay.
So we're hanging in there.
I think it's like New Year's Day. It's already a -3 wind chill.
Yeah. We're already into the death of it pretty much by the end of the week.
Switching the calendar.
But no snow yet, so I guess we could deal with that.
Could be worse.
All right, we have our Pest of the Weekend coming up next.
More of Happer and Schaefer is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.